And we are live. Welcome to the Redbird Red Zone podcast. My name is Will. You can find me on Twitter at LiveOnThatSwing. Joining me today, I've got my two spectacular co-hosts. Why don't you two introduce yourselves?
What's up? My name is Jackie. You can find me on Twitter at JSanDiego with two O's.
Yo, yo, yo. I'm Mac. You can find me on Twitter at AZSportsFiend. That's F-I-E-N, and we're here to talk about the Cardinals' bounce-back win, 23-13 over the division rival, so to speak, Seattle Seahawks. So let's get right into it.
Get it right. Get it tight.
And what a win it was. I mean, not a lot of people gave us credit going into this week. I mean, with Kyler Murray being out, a lot of eyes were on Colt McCoy. His record against Seattle was brought up constantly during the week and, you know, as the Seattle killer. But still, a lot of people didn't think we could get it done, but we marched into Lumen Field and we kicked ass. And as of right now, after this game, the Cardinals have the most wins at that stadium in its entire history, which is crazy to me. But, let's talk about Colt McCoy for a sec. What did you guys think of his performance on today? You think he had a bounce back week?
Yeah, it was definitely a get right game for Colt, and he really showed that he's a gunslinger. This is exactly what you want out of your backup QB. He made plays where it was needed, and he was channeling a lot of inner Kyler Murray with some of those moving around in the pocket, kind of escaping the pressure, evading some tackles. So he was doing it.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you say? Your backup comes in here without your number one wide receiver, and he wins two out of three starts. Both the wins are against division rivals. I mean, there's not much more you can ask for. Yeah, I know there's even Cardinal fans, you know, acting super scared when they found out Kyler was out. And, you know, we can't lose this week. You can't lose a game and ground on the NFC title or whatever, one game back. But nope, here we are. We're 11 weeks in, and the Arizona Cardinals have the best record in the NFL.
And not only that, we have clinched a winning record for the first time since 2015. And on what? I mean, what a game to clinch it on. Aside from like some early hiccups, I mean, I'd say this was a pretty solid game from this Arizona Cardinals team. And Jackie,
oh, yeah, solid all around.
I think I can already take a guess as to who your big dick player of the week is. I'm guessing it is it's going to be our boy Zach, right?
Yes, and this was a really hard decision to make because Colt played so well, and just some of those big plays that he made, extending the drive. And, you know, a lot of people have stepped up, so it was really hard to kind of decide who I wanted to give it to, but I got to go with Zach Ertz because he's dreamy. And, you know, he did put up some good stats. 2 touchdowns, 88 yards.
Here's a stat that'll blow your mind. First Cardinals tight end to get more than 100 yards in a game since 1988. That's back when they were Phoenix Cardinals.
He didn't get 100 yards in a game.
He did?
88.
I think it was like 88 and then 8 receptions.
Somebody lied to me.
Somebody lied to
me. Yeah, 2 touchdowns, though.
It might have been the most since 88. Whatever. I don't fucking...
the magic number of the game is 8.
I don't blame you, though. I mean, that game right there, what Zach Ertz has brought to this team, that just shows you just how valuable he is. And I know there was conversation, you know, would he step in right into the Max Williams role and be basically another blocker? Is he just basically going to play the Dan Arnold role? But it looks like he's coming in here and he's doing the work, and his snap counts are right there with basically the rest of the Cardinals starters. So he's definitely been a hero. And another couple guys who stepped up as well, AJ Green, I thought had a bounce back week. 4 catches, 78 yards, couple clutch catches as well. And then Rondale Moore, I mean, he only had 51 yards, but 11 catches. And I believe those 11 catches were on 11 targets as well. And so Colt McCoy completed 35 of 44 passes. 19 of those 35 went to either Zach Ertz or Rondale Moore.
Yeah, Rondale Moore had himself a solid week. Like, he had kind of disappeared a little bit from the offense. You know, we were kind of dissing him a little bit for a couple weeks, but he had a good week. Our defense had a good week. I mean, both Chandler Jones and Marcus Golden had two sacks both, right? Like
Marcus had one, but I think Chandler Jones is he must have been listening last week when I tried calling him out on stats for Max segment. So he shut me up and he shut up a lot of fans. So and the Cardinals right now between Marcus Golden and Chandler Jones, they're the only teammate duo be top 10 in sacks in the NFL right now. So shout out to those two. And Chandler's missed two games this season, but he's got three sacks in his last three games. And that's basically the house that Chandler built. No, that guy, what is he, like six all time in sacks at that stadium? And he's not even, you know, that's not even his home stadium.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's some kind of crazy stat like that.
Some might not be six, but yeah,
he had himself a bit, like there was that one play where I think both him and Golden got in together on a sack, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And then we talked about it last week with Isaiah Simmons playing more edge. He ended up getting a sack as well. I believe first possession of the game, third down, and he forced him to punt. So yeah, it was nice to see finally a little bounce back from the Cardinals defense. And you know what it really showed? I think first and foremost, it showed that the game last week against the Panthers was the outlier to this season. That was by far the worst game. We got beat up in the trenches. That wasn't the case this week. I believe we held the Seahawks to a total of 266 total yards. Holy shit. That's all I had to say about that.
That's all we got to say about
it. I mean, we were getting the help from all the right people. I mean, Rondale had a good game. Antoine Wesley. Game. 44 yards. That's 11 per reception. I mean, Antoine Wesley's kind of coming into his own. I really like him.
Yeah. No, especially now that we're down D-Hop, that, you know, we need everybody to step up, and that's someone you wouldn't – that's like the last person you would expect to step up. But I'm glad he's here, and I'm glad he's doing it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw my boy Travis. I don't have his at right now on Twitter. Like last week, the week before, he mentioned, okay, there's my phone. He mentioned how Antoine Wesley kind of looks the part too. We kind of talked about that. And with AJ Green just on a 1-year deal, he could easily be a guy, I don't know about easily, but he could be an option to come in and play that opposite D-Hop next year. I mean, he's looked good. He's a wiry guy. He's got some hops. He's got hands. He looks pretty fast. So, yeah, shout out to Antoine Wesley.
And AJ Green had himself a good day, too. I mean, that jump ball was a really, really good catch on his part. He, I mean, seven targets, four receptions, 78 yards. I mean, he had a good day.
Yeah, extending plays when we needed him the most. And, you know, shout out to Colby on Twitter. Brought up a good point that everybody that kind of has signed this year, whether or drafted, really stepped up yesterday. AJ Green, Rondell Moore, Colt McCoy, James Conner,
Rodney Hudson. It's nice to have Rodney Hudson. Yeah. Even though Justin Pugh is out and Max Garcia came back. But yeah, the offensive line was solid. Colt McCoy was under a little bit of pressure, but he only got sacked twice. I believe we sacked Russell Wilson four times. But when you could put up 413 total yards of offense, there's not much complaining you can really do.
I mean, our defense had a stellar performance, too. I mean, our rushing defense has been porous all year, and they couldn't get anything going on the ground, Seattle.
No, yeah, we talked about it, how Seattle last week – or we talked about last week how Seattle's not a great rushing team anyways. So they finished with 86 yards on the ground, and now the Cardinals are – what is the stat I had last week? I think they're 6-0 now, and they hold teams to 90 yards rushing or less. So that's something to keep an eye on when we come out of the break, the bye. Excuse me.
And the Cardinals are gonna have to face some really good rushers after the bye because
Montgomery. Oh,
Jonathan Taylor.
That guy's a fucking beast.
Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor is making me quake in my boots a little bit. If anybody who owns him in fantasy had themselves a good week, do you guys see how much he put up in like just an average fantasy league?
He put up 50 for me in one league.
52.
I think like
53,
52.
It's fucking nuts.
He was responsible for every touchdown that team had on Sunday, if I remember right.
They played the Bills, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Score got Kill me,
the Bill.
41-15.
Wow. But to your point, but to your point about the defense as well, I mean, we held Seattle to 2 out of 10 first downs on third down. So their third down efficiency was 20%. Compared to ours, we were 7 for 14. It didn't seem like Seattle quit, but that is a team that is in super disarray. And I don't know if Russ's hand is still hurting him or what, but I mean, 14 for 26, 207 yards, and he didn't look very good last week either. That's a desperate team right there. And, you know, they're 3-7 now. And do you guys see Pete Carroll's post-game press conference?
It was cut very short.
So he cut it short to go shower. He cut off like a media member in the middle question, I guess. Went showered, came back out, and then finished the presser. It's like the first time one of the reporters said that's the first time he's like ever seen that at all. It just seemed like he was kind of at a loss for words. But that's what you're going to do when you're a full, you know, six games back out of first place and your season's basically on the brink and, you know, your quarterback wanted to leave in this past off season. So they have a lot of questions to answer here.
Yeah, he's getting old. He needs to retire.
Yeah, I mean, we might be witnessing the beginning of the end of the Seattle Seahawks because as it stands, there are only a handful of teams with less wins than them, and that's the Texans, the Jags, the Jets, and the Lions, and they don't even own their
first rounder. It's not a very good club to be in.
They don't own their first rounder this year because they traded it to get Jamal Adams. The Jets own their first round pick. Nothing for this.
I love it.
Just a complete nothing. Awesome. And speaking of which, Jamal Adams hasn't had himself a good year this year, man.
He's not worth what they gave up for him. He's not proven that this is what you mortgage your team on. Like,
no.
What were they thinking?
So basically, what we've learned from this is that Adam Gase is actually a pivotal success of Jamal Adams.
Yeah.
Maybe he was good for something. But yeah, I mean.
You guys worried about Matt Prater or no? We still all good.
I mean, he had this reputation beforehand. He would have, you know, he'd kick these crazy long field goals, but he had like a he would just be inaccurate at times. He was like the Josh Allen of kicking field goals. So I mean, I'm not too worried, but
he'll have a get right game. I know we're down our long snappers, and so.
Yeah, I mean, the slightest little things can throw off the cadence of these pro athletes. I know that. So, I mean, I'm not too worried.
Sure, weather wasn't ideal either.
Well, no, the wind speed was like 1 mile per hour, if I remember
right. Oh, what the fuck? Never mind.
Still not ideal.
Hey, folks, Will from the future here. So something totally fucked happened in the editing process, and we lost like 20 minutes of this show. So instead of us rambling about the same things that we've already forgotten about again, we're just going to go directly into Pick'ems.
You're welcome, guys.
Make sure you message Bo Bobbles. Let him know you're very disappointed in him. And
send Bo Bobbles your hate mail.
Make sure you like and subscribe this episode, though, please, and thank you.
Leave the penis emoji in the YouTube comments below. I mean,
sorry, Grandma. Sorry. Eggplant.
Grandma ain't sorry.
All right, so Thursday slate of games. This is a really ugly slate, just from the looks of it. To open up your slate, you got Bears Lions. Oh my lord!
Lions get the first one. Fuck it.
With Tim Doyle or whatever the hell his name is, really?
Yeah.
Or Tim Boyle. Mr. 76 yards or whatever, Tim Boyle.
If he could have done something, they could have beaten those Browns, and I would have been right. But, why not do it again? Because the Bears have a good defense, but that offense is dog shit. I don't know. I'm going Lions again. Fuck it. Give him a dub on Thanksgiving. Give him a turkey leg. Give him a lollipop.
Jackie. Yeah, I'm going to say it's the Lions. No Justin Fields, I'm assuming. Tim Boyle's going to come up big. It sounds so wrong to say.
He sounds like your sophomore science teacher or something. Mr. Boyle?
No, Boyle's like, what, a fucking growth on your ass or something? What is that?
Is that a Boyle? Yeah, spelled differently, I suppose, but yeah.
Tim Boyle's a really funny case because he's failed upward his whole life. Like, in his college career, he had a 12 to 26 touchdown interception ratio. Those first 3 years were at UConn. He had one touchdown in that span, then transferred downwards and still couldn't get a positive touchdown interception ratio. So, no, I do not think the Lions will win. I think that the Chicago Bears will win in Detroit and everybody will cry.
Well, that's our Cardinals' next opponent, the Bears, so we'll all be scouting them out this Thursday.
Yes, sir. Yep. After that, you got Raiders, Cowboys. Who y'all got?
Dallas. Dallas is an enigma, but I got to go Dallas. I feel like this is where the Raiders start collapsing. They lost pretty big to the Bengals, so.
Say Dallas is Ligma?
Is an enigma. They're an enigma. Basically. Like, you just don't know what. Ligma nuts, Dallas. I think I said that word correctly. They're an enigma. You know, like, they get smoked by the Broncos, and then they come out, and then they dominate the next week. And then this past week, they put up 6 points against the Chiefs defense. It's like, what the fuck?
No, it's pronounced enema.
Okay.
No, I'm going to say it's Dallas, too, unfortunately.
Yeah, I still trust Dallas over the Raiders. Dallas's defense didn't look good this week. I mean, I don't get how you can only put up 9 points against that Chiefs D. That's confusing to me. But whatever. Cowboys, I think they win. After that, you got the Thanksgiving hangover game, your 8-20 game. You got Bill Saints. Who you got?
That's the food coma game.
Not a bad game. I got to go Buffalo, bounce back. They got destroyed defensively. I expect them to step up a little bit better against Trevor Siemian this week.
No, I'm going to say it's the Saints who really love to pay Taysom Hill an obscene amount of money to do nothing.
Damn. The Cardinals need one of those.
I need a job like that. Pay me an obscene amount of money to do nothing.
Honestly, being like the third string quarterback consistently would be the cushiest gig ever.
Put me in coach.
Besides being a house husband, yeah.
Aside from like the CTE and shit.
Would you pick Will? Buffalo?
Yeah, I'm going Buffalo. I don't trust that Saints team.
All right, I'm the contrarian.
Opening up your 1 o'clock slate of games on Sunday, you got Steelers, Bengals. Who you got?
The Bengals.
Yep, I'm going the Bengals as well.
You know what? I'm going to say Steelers this week. I think they're going to win it. After that, you got Panthers, Dolphins. Who do you got?
That Dolphins.
I got Carolina.
I think the Cam back is going to continue with full force. I mean, he looked really solid in his first full week back. I mean, I think it's his time to shine. I think it's a Panthers dub.
They still lost, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't his fault. After that, you got Eagles, Giants. Who do you got?
I'm going Eagles.
Really? Yeah, it's gonna be the Eagles.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be them too. Yeah, it's weird that they could go 500 if they win that game. They don't feel like a 500 team.
If we didn't mention it, I don't know if he got cut off or not. Jackie won last week, so she's won two in a row. So now we got to beat her brains in this week. Let's go, boys. Let's go.
I'm running the table, letting my big dick swing.
Okay. A little after aggressive. That,
after that, you got Titans, Pats. Who do y'all got?
Ooh, this is actually a really good matchup.
I'm going New England. That fucking defense is legit. And Mac Jones does just enough to fucking make that team really good. So I'm going to New England.
I've got New England as well.
You guys are silly. The Titans only lose to bad teams. The Titans are going to win it.
Wait, are you calling us a bad team because they lost to us?
Well, shit.
Yes. Got him.
Yes, they lost to the car for the card for I can't make a pun name out of that. How do those LeBron haters do it?
LeBum. LeFraud.
It's always funny to see like the really weird ones like Le Cold War or some
Titan sexual.
Christ. Yeah, I think it's going to be the Titans, man. I think that yeah, I mean, so long as they don't face an 0-16 team every week, they're going to make the playoffs. So that's good. Speaking of teams that should be 0-16, you got a bout with two of them. Falcons Jags. Real shit show here. Who you got?
I hate betting on Atlanta, but I got to.
I'm going to say that Jags win.
You know what? I don't hate it. I'm gonna say Jacksonville. Let's get risky. After that, you got a game that. After that, you got a game that honestly could and should be prime time. You got Colts Bucks. Who do you got?
Ooh-wee.
I got the Colts.
I got Tampa.
I'm gonna go with the Colts here. Jonathan Taylor. I mean, he's a hot property right now. Dude's just swinging for the fences right now, and I love it. He's having himself a year.
Yeah.
Another shitty game on that 1 o'clock hour after that. You got Jets, Titans. Sorry, Jets, Texans. Christ. God, ooh. I wish it was Titans. Jets, Texans.
I got to go with the Jets. Big fan of rookie Elijah Moore, the wide receiver. Dude's pretty fucking nasty.
I'm going to say it's the who's playing again?
Texans, Jets.
Yeah, Texans, sorry.
Hmm.
I'm doing a little online shopping.
Honestly, Tyrod Taylor is a good...
Are we boring you, Jackie? Are we boring you?
Are it you is past my bedtime. I have to do something to keep me awake.
Wow.
And let me borrow $18 so I can buy this t-shirt I'm looking at.
Honestly, I think Tyrod Taylor is a good enough quarterback to make it work. So I'm going to say Texans. 4 o'clock.
Who did they just upset?
The Titans, if I remember right.
Yeah. Exactly. See.
And I remember. They did upset the Titans. I remember that because I got 0 fantasy points from the Titans, even though I was told that it was a sure bet. So shout out to Sanders at the head couch analysts for giving me that advice. love you, mean it, but woof.
Gee, thanks, mister.
Opening up your 4 o'clock slate, you got Chargers Broncos. Who y'all got?
Ooh, divisional game. So weird saying the LA Chargers, but yes, I'll go the LA Chargers.
Okay. Mac, who you got?
Chargers.
Honestly, those AFC West bouts are always something. It feels like something's always happening with those. It's like those feel like events. Not every conference has those games where like every in-division bout feels like an event. The AFC West is different. It feels like they all really hate each other. So I'm gonna say the Broncos. I'm gonna get real fucking tricky with it. I'm gonna say the Broncos.
I'm surprised Bo Bobbles picked fucking Chargers.
The Chargers.
Wow, I guess he must have moved to sunny Los Angeles.
But, send us a postcard, Bobby.
But after that, you got Vikings Niners. Who you got?
I'm gonna say.
Let's go Vikings. Minnesota. Yeah, I'm gonna go mini. Fuck the Niners. The Bobbles goes Niners. Shucker. Me and her both went Niners or went Minnesota.
Yes, honestly, Minnesota.
I mean, San Fran's looking kind of all right now, so I'm gonna say them. Go Niners.
Jeez.
After that, you've got another game that should be prime time, but I can see why it isn't. Rams Packers. Who y'all got?
What's Packers in our best interest?
Probably a Packers win, because if the Rams win, then we it's closer for us for that divisional seed.
Yeah, I want to win the division first and foremost, and then get the number one seed. That's kind of like the cherry on top. But honestly, yeah, I'm gonna go Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's Green Bay.
Honestly, the NFL's fucking playoff system is so archaic. I don't get why it has to be tied to divisions. The NBA's got it right, man. Divisions are used for scheduling first and foremost in that, and that's about it. We need to be like the NBA. But, I even despite all that, I still think the Packers are the better team, and I think that Matthew Stafford's a fraud. I'm sorry.
I love it.
But fraud.
Staff fraud.
Staff fraud.
But I think it's a Packers dub. After that, you got Sunday Night Football. You got Browns, Ravens. Who do y'all got? I think it's obvious, right?
Give me my Lamar Jackson fantasy points now.
Is he out again with diarrhea?
He should be back. Yeah,
Dude was walking like he shat himself. I think he got some.
I didn't see any video.
You know, I always joke. Well, when I actually cared about fantasy, I would always hope, like, oh, I hope this person just gets the worst case of diarrhea and misses the game. And now that I don't pay attention anymore, now someone gets the worst case of diarrhea and misses the game. I don't want to say, like, oh, I hope so and so gets hurt. I just get diarrhea or something. Just sit this one out.
Hope you're pissing out your ass all morning long on Sunday.
Ooh, I'm terrible.
All right, yeah. So Baltimore, Jackie, who do you got?
Yeah, I'll say Baltimore.
Who you got, Will?
Gotta be Baltimore.
Yep. All right, we're all.
What's our tiebreaker this week since there's no Cardinals game?
Monday Night Football, total points.
Okay.
Wait, no. We'll let's all make an insane prediction, and whichever one comes true is the tiebreaker winner, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Let's choose a lock.
Like, we have to choose which one of our predictions is going to be the prediction that's going to be right.
What?
How about that?
Okay, then I definitely got the Lions winning on Thursday is my lock.
All right. My lock is going to be Broncos over the Chargers.
Jeez. Okay. I am going to go with...
Make it interesting, man. Don't do some cheap shit.
I'll go...
Jags over Falcons?
Well, I have Falcons over Jags. Would that work or no?
Yeah, sure, fine.
No, I'll go Jets over Texans since we're split on that 2-2.
Okay. For Monday night, this is a game that should and probably will be flexed. Seattle versus Washington. Woof. Who do y'all got?
Bobby got Colts over Bucks for his tiebreaker. I like it.
I've got Washington.
Who are they playing?
Seattle.
Yeah. Yep. Same here. Let's go Skins.
They're not the Skins anymore. They're the football team.
Oh, sheesh. You move over to East Coast and you get all PC on me.
Honestly, I kind of like football team.
No, that's a better name.
I kind of like football team better. It's all faceless and ominous. I dig it.
But it's just funny when people refer to them as football team.
Right? How about that football team? Who?
Which one?
That Washington defense is porous right now, and I think he can't be like this forever, right? He's gonna come back to his
own. Just pick eventually. Seattle already. We know you're picking.
I know.
Oh, we have some breaking news coming out of this Monday night game that's going on that we're not watching. Yeah. Daniel Jones' ass.
What's that score right now?
The last time I checked, it was 17-10 Tampa. Ugh.
Go, New York! Go, New York! Go!
No, it's 24-10 Tampa.
Over.
God damn it.
O-V-E-R.
Yeah. All right. So, which leads us to your Arizona Cardinals and a bye week. We're going to lose to the bye. Yay!
we say undefeated in byes, dog.
We aren't winning in the bye, though.
Undefeated, though. We ain't losing.
We're not losing.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's nice. I feel like we all kind of hoped the bye would have been here, you know, 2 weeks ago or something, you know, when Kyler got hurt, and it was a little bit after JJ got hurt and D-Hop got hurt. But, I mean, right now, this is kind of the perfect time. You're in first place in the conference, first place, best record in the NFL, 9-2. You've overcome a lot of adversity, you know, beating up on division teams with your backups, basically. And so hopefully we can get Justin Pugh healthy and right, Kyler, D-Hop, and, you know,
Chase.
Chase. And then hopefully we see Chandler Jones, more of what we saw last week. We're going to be seeing more often down the stretch here. All I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Yep, we'll be coming out of the bye still with the number one seed, because
if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, I'm gonna take a nice fucking day to myself on that couch, and I'm just gonna sit down and I'm just gonna do nothing.
I would be doing coke and strippers, but
that sounds sure. Good to me.
I'm pretty sure if you're Cliff Kingsbury, you don't need strippers.
Yeah.
No, he's on the more mature IG models, I guess. I don't know.
Cliff's got those e-girls, like, all in the DMs.
All in the DMs.
He's living the life. Like, that guy's living the fucking dream. I'll just say that, you know. You're in the NFL for a couple years as a QB. It doesn't go probably as he planned. You go back to your alma mater to coach, and even though you got fired there, he had the USC offensive coordinator job ready, waiting for him, and he ends up getting picked up by the Cardinals. 3 years later, he's the head coach of, you know, the number one team in the NFL right now. And how old is he? The guy looks like he's 35. Like, the guy's he's living my best dream. I'll just say that.
He's 42 years old.
God damn it, he's got it. He's got it all.
If I ever get divorced, I'm coming for you, Cliff.
Damn. IG model, Jackie. Okay, I see you.
Went from being a first round draft pick to the wife of the coach.
Mm-hmm. I can do it all.
Get us tickets. I'll hook you up. But yeah.
Sorry for the funky episode this week, folks. We know.
Shout out Juan. What up, Juan? What up, Wando?
Yep, shout out Juan.
And whoever else, David, Armando, Jackie's grandma.
The whole kangaroo and chicken strips chat.
By the way, we got a announcement for the next episode. It'll most likely be a live episode. Next Wednesday. We haven't figured out a time yet. If it's anything like our last ones, it'll probably be 6 Arizona time, 8 Eastern. But we might be doing that. We'll very likely have some big, well, recurring guests. We're also gonna have Rondale Moore on, and Cliff Kingsbury.
Special performance by the Gin Blossoms.
And
we're gonna have a giveaway to our first 10,000 listeners.
And yep. Special guest Keanu Reeves, huge fan of the Cardinals. Never would have guessed. Bobby voice reveal. Will face reveal.
Mac ass reveal.
Oh,
Jesus, I will also be giving birth to my child.
Yeah, we need Jackie to be giving birth live on our fucking one of our
on our live stream.
I'm down. We've gone off the rails.
Yeah. When were we ever on it? We were never on the rails.
Well, we've been recording for over an hour, but I think we only caught, what, half an hour of it, so. Yeah,
you're welcome, everybody.
Make sure you slide into Bobby's DMs and let him know how disgruntled you are as a listener. Thank you.
But anyway, this has been the Redbird Red Zone podcast. My name is Will. You can find me on Twitter at LiveOnThatSwing.
My name is Jackie. You can find me on Twitter at JSanDiego. That is two O's.
Yo, I'm Mac. You can find me on Twitter at AZSportsFiend. And thank you guys all for tuning in. We appreciate each and every one of you.
And this has been the Redbird Red Zone podcast, a Maxwell production. And you can reproduce this one if you want, man. This one sucks. Peace.